With what you need to know in the news on Tuesday, March 29th, 2022, I'm Vin Abenue. A man serving a life sentence for the rape and murder of 11-year-old Abigail Smith can withdraw his guilty plea as an appellate panel says police violated his Miranda rights. Investigators found the Keensburg girl's body wrapped in a futon cover and bound with computer cords outside her apartment building in July of 2017. Her upstairs neighbor, 23-year-old Andreas Erazo, confessed to the killing in interviews with detectives hours later. While the detectives used details from two interrogations to get Erazo's confession, they only read his Miranda rights for the second interview. The decision throws out Erazo's confession and allows him to withdraw the plea. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office says it will contest the ruling to the New Jersey Supreme Court. During an investigation into prostitution several years ago in the Atlantic City area, volunteers of America Delaware Valley identified many of the women involved as victims of human trafficking. Now, to crack down on that problem and help those victims, the organization has launched a pilot program in Atlantic City.
VOADV Senior Vice President Amanda Leese says expanding the program further throughout the state is definitely doable, but right now Atlantic City remains the focus, although the Pine Hill Police Department in Camden County is also involved, as many victims are underage, and over a 10-year period, Pine Hill's percentage of missing children went down in a positive trend.
We're all working together, and what's coming out of it is pretty incredible, and it's our best chance to really serve these women and then prosecute the traffickers.
As part of the pilot, VOADV has set aside a safe haven space for victims at an undisclosed location in Atlantic County. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
A Freehold man is in the Ocean County Jail after police in Lakehurst found a vehicle full of guns and weed. Marvin Morris was pulled over for equipment violations and became uncooperative after police noticed a switchblade on his lap. When he finally got out of the vehicle, police found two loaded guns on his waist, as well as an AR-15 and a shotgun in the trunk, and a large amount of marijuana. The state is partnering with the FCC to protect New Jerseyans from illegal robocalls.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Plackin making the announcement Monday that supports investigations into illegal robocalls. He says, "We all know unsolicited robocalls are annoying, but they also are a tool scammers use to commit fraud." Plackin says the partnership will help crack down on calls and protect New Jersey residents. Officials say these partnerships can provide critical resources for building cases and preventing repetitive efforts and protecting consumers and businesses nationwide. In Trenton, I'm Chad Robison.
A teenage girl suffered head and leg injuries after being struck by a car in Jackson Sunday night. Police responded to South Hope Chapel Road near Primrose Lane and found the teen had been struck by a Hyundai driven by a Manchester resident as she was crossing the road. The girl was flown to a hospital for treatment. Impairment is not suspected to be a factor at this time. The investigation is ongoing. A plan is taking shape that could help New Jersey law enforcement agencies track down people who go missing more quickly and effectively.
A measure sponsored by State Senator Linda Greenstein would expand the authority of the Jersey State Police Missing Persons and Human Trafficking Unit. She says under current state law, it is not a crime for someone to go missing, so authorities have to get a warrant to be able to review data about a person who drops out of sight, but her legislation
creates a rebuttable presumption that there is a crime. And once there's a crime, they're able to get the records that they need very quickly in order to treat it on an emergent basis.
It's vital, says Greenstein, to give authorities the tools they need to properly do their job. I'm David Matthau.
Jersey City will honor the St. Peter's University men's basketball team with a parade on Friday. After reaching the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament, the Peacocks have been in the national spotlight, stunning everybody with their historic run, but they were eliminated Sunday night by a powerful North Carolina Tar Heel team. NJ.com reports Mayor Steve Fulop in Jersey City tells the Jersey Journal the parade will end at the school with a rally. No parade time has been announced yet. One of the biggest small business showcase events of the year in Monmouth County makes its return in April. The Made in Monmouth Expo is a way to provide a boost to small businesses, which make up 95% of the Monmouth County business climate. Even with large entities like Amazon in New Jersey, Monmouth County Commissioner Director Tom Arnone says the backbone of Monmouth County are small businesses.
There's something to be said about the person that's, you know, right in your backyard, hardworking, dedicated to their business, their family, and of course their county and the municipality that they're in.
Arnone says there will be more than 130 small business vendors on April 30th for the Made in Monmouth Expo taking place at Brookdale Community College. I'm Vin Abenue on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Tuesday.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big.